Danny convinced me to give it a try. Sports skydiving. Danny insists on giving me the most professional training for my first jump. He has me jump off the table they use to fold the parachutes so I can practice a roll when I hit the ground. This practice is rigorous. I do it twice. He says the landing will be no more of an impact than jumping from a height equal to the top of a doorway. The Cessna 150 is not big. It holds the pilot. He looks like he's in his late 20s, so he does not ooze tried and true decades of flying experience. Then there is me, sitting on the floor next to the pilot, where the seat used to be, facing backwards, directly at Trish, who had many jumps and who today is my jump master. Trish asks, "Who packed your chute?" I tell her Danny did. She and the guy next to her share a smile, causing a ripple of nervous energy to race through my spine. Trish then says, "He's probably the fastest parachute packer here." Today, I'm not looking for fastest. I'm much more interested in the best. By the way, there is no door on my side. They take it off to make it easier for jumpers to exit the plane. The plane races down the dirt runway, bouncing along, then sharply turns skyward to avoid the stand of large maple trees at the end of the runway. When I'm about 15 feet below the plane, the static line will run out, and out should come that pilot chute, followed by the main chute. If the main chute does not open, then I have a ripcord I must pull on the small safety chute on my chest. While I'm told this chute will likely prevent me from dying on impact, it might be equivalent to a landing off a one-story building. I must be in the right position falling, spread eagle, but not too perfect, or an air pocket will form and the pilot chute could stay next to my backpack without catching the air. This will not be good. If I go into a roll as the main chute opens, it will likely wrap around my body, preventing me from being able to open the safety chute on my chest. Danny masterfully instructs me on this point by saying, "Don't roll as you fall." That's the end of his comprehensive skydiving course. The pilot lines up the plane for my jump run. He turns to me, a can of soda in one hand, and says, "30 seconds to go." He cuts the engine back to idle. Trish tells me to get out, one foot on the wheel. Oops, my foot rolls off the wheel and I almost fall out of the plane on my back, the absolute wrong way to exit. Trish grabs my shoulder strap and keeps me from falling entirely out the door. The pilot chuckles and says, "Sorry, forgot to lock the wheels." "Okay, you're good to go now." I test the wheel to make sure it's definitely locked before putting my weight on it again. I move my other foot out the door and onto the step while I slide both hands along the strut that rises from beneath the plane to the underside of the wing. As I go through these steps and look down 3,500 feet to the ground way far below me, many things race through my mind, some of which include, I love living. What the hell am I doing? What if Danny messed up my chute? I can't quit. Can't get back in. I want to. I can't. I don't want to die. This is crazy. I really don't want to die. There are many risks in life that are unavoidable. Skydiving and mountain climbing are risks of choice, not for everyone. But I'm most impressed by all of you readers who are the real risk takers, taking one of the most frightening risks I can imagine. The skydiver packs his chute, takes all precautions to assure minimum risk, and is not likely to run into another skydiver on his way down. We all get out on the road at relatively high speeds and must depend on the other drivers heading toward us to keep on their side of a line. Now imagine how that risk increases when you add to the equation night, wet roads, drinking, drugs, a heart attack, a stroke, or someone having a really bad day, and for any one of a number of reasons, maybe not wanting to live another one. What if you're traveling at 40 miles per hour, at the same speed as the oncoming car on the other side of the line, and their left front tire blows, causing the car to swerve into your lane? Talk about risk.